From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Medicaid, that's the program that helps insure low-income people, is facing billions of dollars in proposed cuts from multiple directions in Washington, D.C., and even at the state level here in Arkansas. Sarah Weitz-Kotichek of Arkansas Public Media has a look at what this could mean for low-income Arkansans.
Shakika Washington is a middle-aged woman who is wheelchair-bound and says she's been sick her whole life. She has 4 to 5 doctor's appointments a week, paid for by Medicaid.
And then I got diabetes, anemia, my kidney disease is getting better.
She used to be a nurse assistant in Little Rock until her degenerative joint disease made it impossible to do the physically demanding job. She says since then, her depression has become so bad, she doesn't want to do anything, even eat. Her group therapy helps.
It makes you feel like You're not the only one that's going through or feeling the way you feel. Make you feel like your depression is not singling you out.
Her chronic ailments makes her one of society's costliest patients. Congressional Budget Office analysts say the U.S. House passed health care legislation's $834 billion cuts in Medicaid would cause 14 million beneficiaries to lose insurance. And President Trump's proposed budget also slashes more than $800 billion from Medicaid and other entitlement programs for the poor over a decade. Craig Wilson is health policy director for the Center for Health Improvement. He says such federal cuts, if approved, would shift more financial responsibility to the state. Arkansas would then decide whether to allow coverage to lapse for some Medicaid beneficiaries or pick up the bill.
Clearly, for states under budgetary restrictions and balanced budgets like we have in Arkansas, that is a great consideration that our state legislature and the governor is going to have to take.
In fact, Arkansas was already planning to reduce over $800 million of state Medicaid expenses and scale back its expansion of the program under the Affordable Care Act. Senator John Bozeman says his priority is to make the insurance marketplace more competitive. He believes that will lower premiums for middle-income people.
I worry about Medicaid, but I also worry about the people that are a little bit beyond the Medicaid cutoff.
And he says he wants to limit federal spending in any health care bill. Senator Tom Cotton is in the Senate working group writing the health care bill, but he's declined to speak to Arkansas Public Media. That legislation is expected by the end of the summer. Sarah Weitz-Kotichek, Arkansas Public Media.